The Wizard of Oz was first published in 1900. It's an American classic, with many knowing the story by heart. WGLT's Mary Cullen talks with Candace Summers, education director at the McLean County Museum of History, about a piece of the story that still surprises some.
Not many people, even if you've lived here all your life, know the connection Bloomington Normal and McLean County has to one of the most beloved stories turned movies in our history. And that would be the story of a little girl named Dorothy Gage, who was the inspiration and the namesake for the character of Dorothy with The Wizard of Oz.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about who Dorothy Gage is. You know, you're talking about how the Wizard of Oz character Dorothy Gale got her name after Dorothy Gage, but maybe we could talk about the young girl who was a Bloomington resident. So she was born in 1898, is that right?
Correct. She was born on June 11th, 1898, and was the daughter of Sophie Jewel Gage and Thomas Clarkson Gage. And she was also the niece of a very well-known author named L. Frank Baum. And she had a very short life. Tragically, it was cut short at the age of 5 months when she was struck with a sudden illness. And over the course of 24 hours, she unfortunately passed away. And the story of Dorothy, I mean, could have ended right there. But she really touched her family. So L. Frank Baum's wife, Maud, they all had sons. And so Dorothy was like the daughter she never had. She doted on Dorothy, loved Dorothy. And so when Dorothy passed away, suddenly it was like Maud had lost her own daughter. And so Maud took the train down from Chicago to attend Dorothy's funeral. And this death clearly impacted the entire family, not just Dorothy's parents, but L. Frank's wife. And so he was in the process of writing a new book and decided to kind of memorialize Dorothy Gage by naming the heroine, the main character of the book, after little Dorothy. So in a way, it was almost like, you know, he had imagined her as a teenager having grown up. And so this was like her adventure through this magical tale through the wonderful land of Oz. And so it really is just a beautiful story.
I want to clarify. So L. Frank Baum and his wife Maud did not live in Bloomington.
Correct.
And they never lived in Bloomington.
As far as I know, they never lived in Bloomington, no.
So it was it Maud's? Where's the relation there?
So Maud was the sister of Thomas Clarkson Gage. And so Sophie Jewel Gage was her sister-in-law. So this was Maud's brother and sister-in-law who had little Dorothy. And that's the connection between the families there.
Now, as you said, L. Frank Baum was almost done writing this Wizard of Oz book. And I don't believe we know what the character's name was before it was changed to Dorothy, do we?
I don't think so. That would be interesting to find out if there was another name for this character before he decided to name it Dorothy. I couldn't imagine this story being anything other than Dorothy, though.
Right. It's so well known, and it's a story. I mean, Wizard of Oz was originally published in 1900.
Correct.
And the story is still so popular today. And I think that's one of the reasons why people really cling to it. And it's such an American classic. And for it to have roots here in Bloomington, Illinois, and for people not to know about it is rather surprising.
Yeah. Every now and then you see on like those Facebook groups, like, remember when you used to live here, the Bloomington Normal, and you always see it kind of pop up that somebody happens on the story of Dorothy Gage and the Wizard of Oz. And it's like a revelation. And you're like, no, we've known about it for a long time. And here's this biography we created when we told that story about Dorothy Gage and Dorothy Gale at the Evergreen Cemetery Walk in 1997. And so that year was a really important year. They found and figured out that Dorothy's grave was here in Evergreen Cemetery. One of the Munchkins, Mickey Carroll, actually funded putting a new marker for Dorothy because the old one was very worn and very old, not in good shape. And so his family actually owned a mortuary company, a monument company, and made the monument themselves. And so they had a big ceremony in May of that year and rededicated her grave. I mean, it was a huge thing. I remember seeing pictures of it in the paper when we were doing research. So it was a big deal. And we still get people that come to Evergreen looking for Dorothy's gravesite to this day.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Candace Summers of the McLean County Museum of History, and we're talking about Dorothy Gage, who's the inspiration of Dorothy Gale in the Wizard of Oz book and movie. So you just kind of hit the nail on the head there, is that Dorothy Gage died in 1898. The book came out in 1900, and we really didn't start talking about this connection until 1997.
Yeah.
That's 100 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So one of the standout names, really the woman who noticed the connection here, is Sally Roche Wagner, who's a feminist icon back then and even today. And she was doing research on the Baum family and came out to Bloomington to talk to some relatives and came across this gravesite and decided, you know, maybe, just maybe, Dorothy Gage was the inspiration for Dorothy Gale in the book. But then there are a couple critics who are like, maybe that's not who the name is after. How do we come to this? It's not like we can go to L. Frank Baum and say, hey, did you name the character in your book after your niece who passed away? What's the storyline behind that?
I've ran across that when we were putting this together, is that, oh, maybe Dorothy was just like a common name back then. And I mean, they're really... is no answer, really, because we don't know what he was thinking. We don't know exactly what the family was thinking. We do know that there was a letter from Maud to another family member, a woman named Helen Leslie Gage, and she wrote that she could have taken Dorothy for her very own and loved her devotedly. And so I think when you take evidence such as that, you know, things that the family were writing after Dorothy's death, it makes it highly plausible that he did, in fact, do this to honor her memory, to give the family a little bit to ease their pain and a way for Dorothy to live on, you know, that will stand the test of time. I mean, because like you said, this book is 119 years old now, and people every day are just learning about this story of Dorothy and Dorothy Gale of The Wizard of Oz. So I think it's something that people keep discovering and keep finding fascinating. And it's just really just a sweet, sweet story that I think really would touch just about anybody.
And another thing that people point to is Dorothy Gage, her middle name was Louise. So people say maybe the author L. Frank Baum took the Louise of her middle name and plugged it into the last name and came up with a new last name. So there are all these different stories about how there is a connection. And Evergreen Memorial Cemetery in Bloomington has really embraced this. And not only was it a couple of years ago that there was the wooden carving of Dorothy and Toto in the Yellow Brick Road, but as you were mentioning earlier, there's the updated gravesite, and there's even the memorial gravesite for children. And can you explain a little bit about these dedications?
Yeah, so in 97, as part of that rededication of Dorothy Gage's monument, the addition of the new monument, they also used it as a fundraiser to kick off opening a new children's plot out at Evergreen Cemetery, which is right up front, and it's named the Dorothy Gage Memorial Children's Section, I believe. And so Dorothy L. Gage Memorial Garden, yes, that's the name of the children's section. And so children, you know, young children, typically babies, infants, are buried in that section. It's right up front. It's a gorgeous, peaceful little place that you can that people can have their little ones buried in that unfortunately pass away. And so you have that up front. And then, like you said, just a couple years ago, they dedicated that tree carving, which is so cool out there. It's not too far from Dorothy's gravesite, and it's got Dorothy and Toto. And then the Yellow Brick Road, if you pay close enough attention to it, is actually in the shape of a tornado going down the tree trunk as well. So a lot of symbolism with that tree carving right out there by Dorothy's grave.
Definitely. And now, since we're talking about the grave, I'm sure there are going to be listeners who want to visit the grave. And one interesting thing was the date on the headstone.
Yes. So we ran across that when we were working on creating a biography, although some people might think, how can you create a biography for a 5-month-old who passed away? Well, when we featured her on the cemetery walk, we kind of used our imaginations to kind of imagine that she had grown up and was telling people about this story about her uncle, naming his character after her. And so we wrote basically a very short snippet about Dorothy and her immediate family. And then the rest of her biography talks about this rediscovery of her gravesite and that she was the inspiration to this story. And so as my intern, Lisa and I were working on this, and we actually got the actual death certificate record from the McLean County Clerk's office, we came across that the date on the marker doesn't match when it actually listed it in her death certificate. That happens. I run across it an awful lot when we do the cemetery walk. Sometimes there might be just a day or two off. Sometimes they're several months off. Sometimes it has to do with the time that the person died and then the headstone was laid. They might not necessarily actually go back and check the records, and they might just use the burial date accidentally as opposed to the actual date that the person died. So yeah, her actual death date was November 15th, 1898. And I believe the marker says...
Is it the 11th?
Yes, yes. So what I also think is maybe when they put November 11th, they were looking at her birth date, which was June 11th. And so, oh, an equal 5 months. No, it's 5 months and 4 days that she actually was alive for. So, again, really easy to make, you know, little mistakes like that. And thankfully, we have a really good historical record here in McLean County that we can figure out, you know, little details like that.
And regardless of the date, this is really the biggest way to immortalize someone who only lived for 5 months and 4 days.
I mean, how many people can say they had a character in a book that, I mean, has probably sold like millions of copies around the world and was made into an award-winning movie that to this day is still shown in movie theaters and on television? I mean, not a whole lot of people can say that. Nobody is going to forget little Dorothy Gage. Not if you, you know, have seen this movie, if you've read this book, if you know the story. Yeah, Dorothy's going to live on in our minds and our hearts for the rest of whatever.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Candace Summers of the McLean County Museum of History.